I have to admit, this show gets better by the minute.
If Nick hadn't run out of bullets, I'd have grabbed the gun and shot that idiot right between the eyes. I really hate that guy, Kate said. Slowly, the zombies shuffled toward us, and I knew we'd have to take them down again. Though we were beyond exhaustion, we weren't going to give the sick crowd the satisfaction of watching us surrender. I grabbed the long bone from the ground and swung it in the air. I wasn't going to go down without one last fight. As the growing horde shuffled closer, I felt terror like I'd never felt before. We'd never fought so many coming at us at the exact same time. For every one we took down, 10 others seemed to come behind it. There was no winning the fight. It was the Alamo, and I was its Davy Crockett. As they shuffled closer, I suddenly felt my brother's hand take my own. Nick sucked in a deep breath, then slowly let it out as he turned to me and spoke softly. Dean, he said.
Yeah?
Fight 'em off the best you can and know that I'm always proud of you, no matter what. I love you, man.
Right back at ya, I said, trying to keep my voice from wavering. You're a great friend, Lucas said, and you're also one heck of a fighter. I'm not giving up or nothing. I just wanted to tell you that.
I glanced back at him. I'm your brother now, and you're mine. And you know what? Brothers never give up on each other. I'll see you on the other side, Lucas.
Kate grabbed my other hand and held it tightly. She didn't say a word. Droplets of sweat rolled down her ghost-white face. I knew she was in complete shock, and I couldn't blame her. We were living the stuff of nightmares, right there in living color. The very real stench of very real death seeping up our nostrils. The crowd roared as the announcer's voice crackled across the speakers again.
Well, folks, it looks like they're cornered. This is how we dole out justice in Kingsville. Now these murderers will get what they deserve.
The closest one drew near, and Kate kicked its stomach as she pulled the zombie's legs out from under it. It fell back into the field with a thud. The zombies inched closer, hissing and moaning. I lifted the femur above my head and prepared myself for what was to come. I could feel my body shaking, especially as I met Jackie's gaze. I stared into her white, cold, lifeless eyes. Her arms were outstretched, long, dead fingernails coming to slice me open. I shuddered at the thought. But then, it seemed as though the white in her eyes began to darken.
What? Wait. Are her eyes turning back to brown? I thought.
I blinked at the sight before me and tried to understand what I was seeing.
Nick! Lucas! I shouted. Look at Jackie's eyes!
They're turning back into people! Kate shouted. What was that stuff you gave them?
I threw down the bone, awe-stricken. Kate turned to hug me.
We're not gonna die after all,
she said, excitement flooding her voice. She then turned and jumped into Lucas's arms. He spun her around, letting out shouts of joy. My gaze drifted back to my beloved. It was then that Jackie's lips parted, and instead of a howl or a snarl, all that came out was, Dean? 1,000 white-hot sparks seemed to suddenly swim into my vision. I felt myself becoming too light on my feet, and I feared I was about to pass out. Her skin still looked pale and mottled like a zombie's, but I recognized that spark in her beautiful brown eyes.
Did she really just say my name? I couldn't believe it.
Jackie!
I ran to her and gasped in amazement as her skin cleared up and returned to its natural color right before my eyes.
Dean, she whispered in a soft voice. Where am I?
It's hard to explain, but you're okay, Jackie. You're okay. I hugged her as tightly as I could. A great flurry of emotions ran through me, much different and not dark like the ones I'd felt just moments before. This time, there was happiness, excitement, and pure joy washing through me, illuminating every corner of my jaded mind with a new sense of hope. She squeezed me back just as tightly and melted into my embrace. Nobody could have asked for a better miracle.
The last thing I remember is getting stabbed, she said. I died, didn't I? I turned into one of those things.
I held her at arm's length.
You did, but I gave you the cure.
Who are all these people?
She asked, looking around.
Cured zombies, I said.
I turned and began to laugh hysterically. The army of greenish-hued, scabbed-over beings were all regaining their natural pigmentation. Their cold, lifeless eyes had morphed into orbs of confusion, but they were filled with life again. Some stumbled around in a daze, some hugged each other and wept, and others collapsed. Some were too far gone, too injured, and died on the spot. My heart went out to them as cries echoed through the air and loved ones hugged their limp bodies. Even though it was sad, most of the people had been cured. They'd been left for dead, destined to live out the remainder of their existence as flesh-craving, mindless zombies. But the cure changed everything. One drop had resurrected them from the dead and given them hope, a second chance at life.
Dean, this is incredible, Jackie said. We've got to find a way to get this cure manufactured. We've got to tell the world.
I smiled. That's the plan, I said. When I saw Val searching through the crowd, I waved her over. Her eyes lit up as she approached.
Lucas told me. He told me everything. Thank you, Val cried as she embraced me in a painfully tight hug.
I felt myself grinning so wide that the corners of my mouth ached. It was the miracle we'd all been praying for, not just for Val, but for all mankind. There was still hope in that dead world. We could finally end the virus once and for all. I couldn't wait to find my mom and tell her that Val was alive and we could be a family again. My mom's last wish, when she thought she was dying of cancer, was that Val could be part of her life. She regretted giving her up. I always knew there was emptiness in her heart, and now I understood. But we would never have to be apart again. Val was my blood sister, and I couldn't have been more proud to have her in my life.
It's so good to see you smiling again, I said, smirking like an idiot.
I'd never been so happy. But then reality came crashing back in on me. It wasn't over. The townspeople still demanded their revenge. I looked up into the stands at the stunned spectators, their mouths hanging open. The speakers screeched, and then the mayor's voice boomed.
We've come to a conclusion, folks. The zombies are not monsters, but victims of this horrible scourge. We're thrilled they're cured. We will delay the execution of Lucas Meadows and Dean and Nick Walters until we figure out how these criminals got their hands on the cure.
What? Val asked. What's going on?
Long story, Nick said. But at least these maniacs are giving us a few more days.
We're a town built on honor and morals, the mayor lied. We'd like all of the cured to first meet with our doctor to tend to your wounds, and then you are all free to go your own way. Please go in peace. I want to thank all the great people of this town for attending this historical event. This will be a day we'll never forget, for this is the day I found the cure. God bless America!
The crowd cheered endlessly as the mayor strutted around, waving his hands in unwarranted victory. The crowd didn't notice as the armed guards handcuffed us at gunpoint and led us off the field. Kate screamed for our release, but her shouts fell on deaf ears. Chapter 13. As they herded us along, a policeman barked orders for the girls to be put in a cell in the women's section. Val was viewed as guilty by association, and Jackie and Claire were classified as co-conspirators and scheduled for execution with us. They clearly had no interest in giving the girls their own separate trial, and allowed our verdict to be shared with them as well. Lucas, Nick, and I were thrown back into the same jail cell. We hadn't even had a chance to make ourselves at home in the miserable jail before Tahoe showed up. I thought maybe I could reason with him, assuming the weasel had any shred of a human conscience.
Congratulations on finding the cure, he said.
It wasn't me, I said. A scientist, a brilliant doctor, came up with it. Back at Kelly's Island, where I was living. I stepped closer. They better not hurt the girls.
I gripped the bars and met Tahu's gaze.
You owe them, man. You said so yourself. They saved your life back on that dark, deserted road. If you don't want to help us, at least help them. Get Jackie, Val, and Claire out of Kingsville.
Nice speech, Dean. I wanted to pound him so bad.
You owe them, Tahu! I shouted. Go tell your dad, the chief of police, how they dressed your wounds, gave you antibiotics, and saved your sorry butt.
I will, but don't worry. The ladies are fine.
His eyes mirrored frustration, and his lips were set in a grim line.
What I need right now are those vials.
Gripping the bars, I shot him a venomous look.
So do we. We can't leave that bag in the hands of a madman, can we? It's no secret that I despise you,
Tahu said to my brother.
If it weren't for Claire and Jackie, you would have left me lying on the side of the road bleeding. I stood no chance in that kind of condition against zombies.
What goes around comes around. You helped Earl try to kill Val, and I'm not one to play Good Samaritan to a murderer. It's as simple as that.
Is that what you tell yourself so you can sleep at night? That I didn't deserve your help?
Tahu met my brother's gaze straight on.
How do you sleep at night, Nick?
You should ask yourself that same question,
Nick retorted. Tahu shook his head.
What they did to you was
something that happens in horror movies, I interrupted. He nodded.
We wouldn't be here if it weren't for you, I spat. How could you let them throw us into an arena like that, unarmed, forced to battle hordes of brain slurpers? Who does that?
This entire town showed up to watch us get torn to shreds just for entertainment,
Nick said.
It's just sick.
Nick, we both know there's no love lost between us, and I'll have to live with what I've done. You don't know how sorry I am.
He paced back and forth in front of the cell, then stopped and looked directly at us. His face was strained as he spoke.
Listen, the vial at the lab has been used up in the testing process. I need more. Give me another one and I'll cut you loose.
Cut us loose? Like he has that kind of authority. I didn't believe him for a minute, in spite of the uniform he was wearing.
We're all fresh out, Lucas said. Sorry.
Tahu rolled his eyes.
Are you saying that's all you had?
The vial's empty, isn't it?
Lucas said. Tahoe's voice grew in intensity.
There has to be more! There just has to be! I have just as much to lose as you do. Please, tell me the truth.
I glared.
Your credibility kind of stinks. You killed our friends and...
Tahu threw his hands up into the air.
I had no part in that! You can have the bag. I don't care anymore. Just give me one more vial.
What makes you so sure I know where they are? I asked.
Nick cocked a brow.
Bag? What bag?
He asked, playing dumb.
Maybe the vials grew legs and walked away,
Lucas joked.
Come on! Don't play stupid with me,
Tahu said.
I know nobody from this town took that bag.
And you believe them? Lucas asked.
Boy, I think you've been drinking the water.
We had just seen Claire shot, I said. We were frantic. The last thing on my mind was hiding a bag of vials. Besides, we didn't have the time. I knew one of the town's good old boys must have stolen it when they'd searched the truck that night.
Suddenly, a thought struck me.
Getting out of jail was key, and I thought if I pretended to know where it was, the idiot might free us.
We could find the bag using Lucas's tracking device to get our hands on those vials, then get the heck out of there.
Or maybe we should just leave the bag in Fate's hands. Val was cured already, and that had been the whole point of our mission. Maybe we should just bolt while we're still alive and breathing, I thought.
I looked at Nick and winked, hoping he'd catch on and play along.
That does it. We've got no choice.
We've got to tell him where we hid the bag, man, I said to Nick. He might be able to help us. Surely we can spare one vial.
No,
my brother shouted, talented actor that he was.
We can't have it falling into the wrong hands.
Lucas caught on quick, too.
I'm the one that hid it, and I'm gonna tell him. He'll never find it without me. I don't know about you two, but I'm not staying in here to rot, or worse, playing American Gladiators again.
Tahoe fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. His eyes lit up, and he seemed to hang on Lucas's every word.
So, where can I find the medicine?
Let us out, and we'll take you to it, I said. He nodded.
I'll figure out a way. Trust me.
The sheriff burst in, as if on cue.
Open the cell door! I need to question this little punk about his life-saving potion.
No, shouted Nick. Leave him alone. Take me.
You get your turn, hotshot.
The sheriff jerked me forward and out the door. He led me to a white room decorated with several long horizontal mirrors that I knew were one-way glass. I knew I was being watched from the other side. I'd seen far too many episodes of CSI and Law and Order for them to fool me. They sat me down behind a steel table, and the sheriff began to pace.
I need you to answer some questions, murderer.
The accusation stung, and if he was trying to give me a guilt complex, it was working. I felt so bad for killing Jason. He deserved better than the hand he was dealt. The contaminated water had made him act the way he did, and I wished there'd have been another way. I would live with the guilt for the rest of my life. He was just another victim in this crazy mess.
Jason, he was acting crazy. Your water is contaminated from the dead zombies in the river. Don't you get it? You're drinking poisoned water.
Our water is fine, thank you.
No, it's not. It was why Jason was acting so irrational and moody. Why he opened fire into our Jeep, killing Claire. Why he knifed Jackie. And why he tried to kill me.
You killed the mayor, son!
I know, and I'm so sorry about that. I'm not a murderer. I was just trying to defend myself. He came at me with a gun, and I...
You're a cold-hearted, murdering dog.
I about lost it.
I am not! Not at all!
I shouted, walking over to the mirrors. I looked directly into them and screamed,
You all know Jason was acting crazy! He tried to kill somebody last week! Think about it! Even your animals are acting crazy. I met an old man who said his dog went insane over the last 2 months. If you don't believe me, I challenge you to give everyone bottled water, including the animals, for 1 week and see if things change.
It will!
Then go clean out the river and bury the zombie bodies. Get your river back and quit poisoning your citizens into mass lunacy.
I let out a breath and continued my tirade.
The trial you gave me wasn't even fair. I'm sorry Jason is dead. If I could go back in time and do things differently, I would. I'm so, so sorry. I wish it would have been me. I'm not a killer.
The sheriff grabbed my arm and walked me back to my seat.
We're not here to discuss our drinking habits or why you killed Jason. The court has already found you guilty, a unanimous decision, and you're still scheduled for execution.
They wouldn't listen to a word I said. Anger exploded inside of me, and I pounded the table, even though I would have rather beaten the sheriff to a pulp. Granted, my loud rant probably made me seem like the killer they thought I was, but I was so darn angry. Slamming things had always been how Nick and I coped with fury. It was in our DNA. I wanted to flip the table over completely, or pick it up and throw it at the one-way mirror. But I resisted the urge. If life ever went back to normal again, and I survived that ordeal, I planned on getting help for my anger management issues. But for the time being, I had to suck it up and rein in the best I could.
I want to know about the cure,
he calmly said.
It's a singing group, I said. You know, an English alternative rock band that played great music that my mother loves.
The one guy wore a lot of eyeliner, I think, and he rolled his eyes. I'm in no mood for your sarcasm, Dean.
He pulled out the gun and pointed it at me, and my heart pounded as he held it to my temple and pulled the trigger. Nothing happened.
and I could feel beads of sweat rolling down my face.
The vials were in our jeep, I said. I swear to God. If they're gone, I have no idea who took them or why. Why don't you give me a lie detector test if you don't believe me?
We searched your pickup truck with a fine-tooth comb. There's no bag. Just all that junk you've been hauling around.
Tell me, Dean, where are the vials?
I don't have them!
I told Tahoe the exact same thing.
Ever play Russian roulette? He asked, placing the cold steel against my temple again.
I figure you're on round two. Your odds go down with every round, you know.
You're just as crazy as the zombies!
Is that any way to talk to a man holding a gun to your head?
I tried to bluff my way out. If you shoot me, you'll never find out.
You're of no use to me anymore.
He handcuffed me to the chair. Not just one arm, but both of them.
What are you doing?
I frantically asked.
Playing good cop.
Good cops are supposed to be nice.
Oh, I'm a very sweet guy compared to the bad cop you're about to face.
He yelled out the door, and two policemen dragged in a chained zombie with scraggly black hair and white eyes, hissing like a ticked-off viper. A cold shiver washed over me.
I should have known. Seems our bad cop here has worked up quite an appetite,
the detective said.
Good luck.
Chapter 14. The sheriff smiled as the zombie inched toward me.
No, wait, I'm handcuffed!
I wrenched my arms, trying to free myself from the seat, but it was no use. My only option was to try to kick the thing. I had strong legs and planned on using them to the fullest.
Come back!
I yelled to the guards and sheriff as they scurried out the door. The thing smacked his lips, and as he approached, I pulled back my legs, ready to give him the literal butt-kicking of his life. I let out a breath and counted in my head. One, two, three. I kicked him with everything I had, and he flew back. The next thing I had to do was break the arm of the chair. Not only would that free me, but I could also use it as a weapon. The zombie stumbled up like a drunk. I moved my feet into position, ready to dropkick him into next week, but instead I turned around and ran backward toward it, ramming the thing into the wall. My chair pinned him to the wall, but I wasn't sure how long I could hold him off. I couldn't believe I was handcuffed to that stupid chair. The fight wasn't fair in any way. His arms flailed in the air, and I knew if he got one good scratch into me, I'd be done for. My heart raced as I pressed my weight against the zombie. It hissed, and its teeth snapped. With all my might, I tugged and broke the arm to the wooden chair. Finally, I had a weapon. Gripping the arm tightly, I spun around with lightning speed and nailed the zombie through his right eye. He dropped to the ground with a crashing thud. Stepping back, I cursed and then let out a sigh of relief. The door creaked open, and I figured the detective would be back, probably disappointed that I wasn't dead. Holding a breath, I was ready to attack if I had to. To my surprise, Tahoe walked in, aiming his gun.
Don't shoot!
I said.
Are you okay?
He asked, as if he cared. I rolled my eyes. He rushed over to take the cuffs off me, freeing me from the chair. Still skeptical, I pointed to the mirrors.
Wait, won't they see what you're doing?
Don't worry about them. I drugged their coffee. They'll be out for hours.
Even the guy who was questioning me?
He's having sweet dreams in the hallway.
Why are you helping me? I said.
He met my gaze. Because I need a favor. I'll help you on one condition.
Anything, I said.
I wasn't sure I meant it, but it sounded good anyway. His eyes narrowed.
I want one vial out of that bag.
I cocked a brow. What is with this obsession of his? Why does he want it so badly?
Well, do we have a deal or not?
He snapped, holding out his hand. I shook it.
Deal. Just get me, Nick, Lucas, and the girls out of here.
Sure thing.
Now where is it?
I pondered the question. What if this entire thing's a setup, a farce?
Boy, these guys might be insane, but they sure are clever.
And to think I almost fell for it. He was trying to get me to talk, and after I told him everything about the tracker that could help us find the vials, thinking he was on our side, he'd scurry right over to the town mayor and flap his gums. Once they had the vials, I'd be as good as dead. I had no choice but to bluff him until Nick and Lucas were free. And I knew I'd have to put on my best poker face and play along until I could get away from him. "We'll take you to it," I said in the most sincere voice I could muster for the creep.
"You better not be stringing me along, Dane," Tahoe said.
I shot him a serious look, hoping he'd fall for it. "I'm not." Tahoe motioned me to the hallway. I stepped around the detective, who was sprawled out on the floor, looking like somebody had cold-cocked him. We walked back to the cell, and Tahoe opened the steel door with a click.
"Tahoe's helping us," I said.
"Set up?" I whispered into Nick's ear.
He nodded, getting the message loud and clear.
"Where's the cure?"
Tahoe asked in a demanding tone.
"You'll have to drive us to the spot," I said.
Tahoe motioned me toward the door.
"Come on, we'll take the patrol car."
"Let's go get the girls first," I said. Tahoe shook his head.
"No, we leave now, and we play by my rules. How else can I be sure you three won't jump me? I don't like it, not one bit," I shouted.
I was sure he was keeping them for collateral.
"We can't leave without them. We won't."
"Of course not," Nick said.
Lucas butted in.
"We get the girls right now, or the deal's off."
Tahoe eyed him, but Lucas didn't back down, and neither did Nick or I. I stepped closer, meeting his gaze straight on.
"We're getting the girls, we're getting back our vials, and we're getting the heck out of here and never coming back. Got it?"
"Listen," Lucas said.
"You cooperate, and you'll get one vial that'll heal over 100 people. It only takes a tiny drop per person. You saw that for yourself."
Nick crossed his arms.
"I think this deal is more than fair."
Tahoe crossed his arms over his chest and didn't budge.
"No deal. And the clock's ticking."
We were at a standstill. I glanced at Nick and nodded. Both of us silently agreeing that we'd have to put off getting the girls. Getting Val, Claire, and Jackie back safely meant everything. We were sure if we left them, the crazy townspeople would take their revenge out on them. One way or another, now or later, we had to get them out. There was no way we were going to leave them behind. Once we were all in his patrol car, we drove to Tahoe's neighborhood and pulled into a gravel driveway that led to his house. I still didn't trust the guy, and I was sure he was leading us into a trap.
"What's going on?" Nick asked, suspecting the same thing. "You want us to retrace our steps or something?"
Lucas sighed.
"Whatever you got planned, please hurry it up. The mayor, judge, sheriff, and all the others are going to be hungry for a lynching when they come too."
He nodded, then motioned for us to follow him. I hesitated only a moment, then walked behind him up the sidewalk. We were greeted by Crazy Lucy.
"I'm sorry," she said, her long blonde hair blowing in the breeze. "I didn't mean to come at you with a knife like that. My mind was cloudy from all the toxic water," she said,
her blue eyes looking sincere.
"It's okay," I said, though part of me hated the idea of going back into the house with her. Apologies aside, the vision of her running toward me with a knife was still fresh in my mind.
Chapter 15. We walked into the living room, where Tahoe opened a locked cabinet, and then threw each of us a rifle.
"I brought you here so you trust me. If you really do have the cure, I need your complete trust. I know you think the mayor put me up to gaining your trust, and this whole thing is a farce, a complete setup. I'm not stupid. And I suppose the second you get the chance, you'll try to overpower me."
I bit my lip hard. He'd read me like a book, because I was waiting for the perfect opportunity. Tahoe gestured forward and took us into the kitchen.
"Now, don't freak out," he said, letting out a breath.
"What's going on?" I asked. He led us to the other side of the house and out the back door. The moon was peeking out from behind the clouds, and a cool breeze rushed through my hair.
This way,
he motioned. I nudged Nick. I don't like this one bit. He nodded, holding the rifle tightly.
Let's just see how it plays out.
We continued down a path, through the vegetation, to a barn. He pounded on the chain doors. Immediately, I heard heavy breathing, followed by hissing and moans. I didn't need him to open the door for me to know what stood behind it. I gasped. They keep zombies in the backyard, like house pits or something?
Bet the mayor would be pissed you're hiding some of his flesh-eating gladiators,
Lucas said.
Who are they?
Nick asked. Lucy stepped forward and touched his arm.
My mother, father, and our twins are down there, along with 20 other relatives and some close friends.
Wait, they've got zombies penned up in the barn like livestock? More than 20? Why would they even attempt to take care of so many? It's pure craziness, but as I thought about it, I was overcome with a feeling of shame. I felt hypocritical. I would have taken care of Val no matter what because she was my sister. Part of me understood Lucy's actions.
What are you feeding them?
Lucas asked. I looked at Lucas, my eyes widening in horror, my fingers tightening around the gun.
I wondered if he was thinking what I was thinking. Did they bring us here to be food?
No way! My heart raced. But why would he hand me a rifle?
Maybe it's not even loaded, just for show. Maybe the guns are props to make us feel more comfortable.
Chickens, Lucy said, along with rabbits, squirrels, mice, and rats.
I let out a tiny sigh of relief. For a minute there, I thought, no, wait, I still don't trust them. To stay alive, we can't trust anyone but ourselves.
My gosh!
Lucas spun around toward Tahoe.
You leave your wife by herself with these things? These brain-sucking monsters?
I've been doing this by myself for months. Ever since we lost Sam, who you call Tahoe,
she said.
What if one escaped? Nick asked.
She has a security system in place, Tahoe said.
I was dumbfounded. No. No security system is 100% safe. Lucy's tough exterior cracked as a tear ran down her face.
They're my friends, my family, my children. I'd do anything to protect them.
Nick shook his head.
Lady, I don't care who they are. Now they're mindless, heartless, feeding frenzied zombies. And they'd kill you without a second thought, without any thought for that matter.
Lucy gasped. And I pulled on his arm, signaling him to lay off. He had a tendency to be far too insensitive sometimes. She let out a long sob.
If you can help us, I'd be forever in your debt. I just want my babies back.
I gripped her hands. We're gonna try. I promise. Lucy hugged me, and it felt sincere, like the desperate embrace of a heartbroken mother. Nick shot Tahoe a look.
This is why you stole a formula? For your friends and relatives? Your kids?
Tahoe nodded. And that's why you haven't left the city yet, I said. You can't leave them. Why didn't you give them the formula when you had it?
I didn't know you were coming to take the bag. I never dreamt you'd find me. And I wanted to test the formula first. I couldn't run the risk of killing my twins, friends, or families with an experimental serum, so I took one vial to a small lab my friend owns.
If the sheriff knew they were alive, he'd send his little firing squad over, Lucy said.
That, or he'd send them to the arena to fight the next group of so-called criminals.
She handed me an 8x10 photo of their family, something she'd brought along to strengthen their case. It worked. I stared at the little girls with long blonde hair and blue eyes like Lucy's. They were adorable. The smiling faces of the children tore at my heart, especially the twins, who were on the other side of those barn doors at that very minute. They were the real victims of that horrible tragedy.
Please help us, she pleaded. If not for Sam, for me and my girls.
We felt this exact same kind of emotion when Val turned, Lucas said.
But we couldn't help her because your husband ran away with our cure.
Tahoe's gaze darted from Nick to Lucas to me.
I swear to God I left you guys a vial for Val. Leaving it on the windowsill was stupid. I should have left it where you would have seen it for sure.
Taking the bag was greedy, I said. Why didn't you just take a vial or two and be done with it?
Because you're all just a bunch of kids. I was sure you had no idea what you held in your hands.
His eyes widened as he contemplated his thought.
You had a possible cure to save mankind. How could I just let you leave, knowing what you held?
You're an idiot,
Nick said, and I had to grab his arm to keep him from attacking Tahoe. I swallowed the bile in my throat. Tahoe hadn't any faith in us. He was sure we'd screw it up. He didn't think the cure was safe in our hands. He didn't feel any guilt or remorse. In his own warped thinking, twisted by the pain and desperation of losing his daughters, he took those vials from us in an attempt to save his family and all of mankind. Truly, he had the best of intentions, but as the old saying goes, that was, in many ways, he'd paved a path to destruction.
I had plans for it, Tahoe said. If my friend tested it in the lab and it worked, I was going to deliver it to important government officials. You wouldn't believe the connections my father has.
Your heroic vigilante efforts almost cost my sister her life,
I yelled through the night. Tears welled up in Tahoe's eyes as he gripped Lucy's hand tightly.
I'm sorry, but what's done is done. I can't go back and change things now. Trust me, I wish I could.
Lucy met my gaze.
Everything went haywire, and Sam did things all wrong, but in the end, Val is alive and breathing. Now, I'd like to be able to say the same for my loved ones.
I nodded. She was right. Everything had gotten quite complicated, but I did have my sister back. I could see the pain in Lucy's eyes. How can we deny her ever seeing her children again? I hated Tahoe, but I wasn't about to stand there and play God, dashing the hopes of a mother who just wanted to see her little girls happy and healthy again. She gripped my hand.
You're our only hope. Save our family, our friends, our children. Please, Dean, please!
I contemplated everything. Part of me still didn't trust him, but I knew he meant every word. Either that, or he was a great actor. Still, I wouldn't put anything past that mare. They could have easily staged the whole thing to convince us to give up the vials. Am I paranoid or what? But the emotion seems so real. Could she really play the part of the victim so well if she didn't mean it? Nick took a stand.
We'll help you on one condition.
Name it,
Tahoe said.
You have to get Claire and Jackie out of jail.
I wasn't sure if Nick was sincere or not. I studied the lines running across his forehead, but still couldn't tell. It could have just been a ploy to get Val, Jackie, and Claire back with us. My brother was hard to read.
I'll go get them right now, Lucy said.
Thank you, Lucas said. And we won't lie to you either, I said. We didn't take the vials and hide them. We just said that so you'd help get us out of jail.
Dean!
My brother said, nudging me hard in the ribs. I sucked in a deep breath, then turned to face Nick. Listen, we all need to work together as a team. Nick shot me a pissed-off look.
You trust these people after all they've done to us?
I trust Lucy, I said. She just wants her family back. If we all work together, we can make everyone happy. Nick rolled his eyes as Lucas ran a hand through his buzzed head.
Dean's right, Lucas said. As much as you hate Tahoe, we need them. Let them get the girls. We'd never be able to break them out with all those armed guards on the lookout for us. Plus, they know this town and how to get around. People won't question them like they would us.
We're all on the same side, Tahoe said. Finding those vials is my highest priority.
Isn't it yours?
Of course it is, Nick snapped. Then let's put our differences aside and get on with it.
Nick pressed his lips together, his voice strained.
If Val were dead, I'd leave you to rot. So help me God, I would.
But she's not, Tahoe said. And you'll never get her back without me.
Nick plastered on a fake smile.
Fine. I'll work with you, Lake Tahoe, for the time being.
Tahoe held out his hand, but Nick refused to shake it. I turned my attention back to Lucy. Somebody had to steal that bag of vials. It had to be one of your people. I'm assuming someone from the gang that stopped us that night.
Then breaking you out was for nothing?
Tahoe asked, wrapping his arm around Lucy as tears rolled down her cheeks.
You don't know where the bag of vials is.
No, I said, but we can still find it. Lucy sobbed.
How? Are we gonna search this entire town? It could be anywhere, assuming someone didn't flee the city with it.
Just trust us,
Lucas said. It's tagged, I said.
What?
Tahoe asked, sounding skeptical.
What do you mean?
There's a tracking device inside it. If we can get our hands on the equipment from our hotel room, we can find the bag.
No way, Tahoe said. No wonder you found me so fast.
If we find it, we'll give you one vial like Deed promised, Nick said. But this deal all hinges on you bringing Val, Claire, and Jackie safely back to us.
It's a deal,
Lucy said, nodding her head. Tahoe smiled.
Then there's still hope for my girls. Yes, if we act now, I said. Okay, boys, let's get going,
Tahoe said.
Let's hurry up. I want to get my girls out of this barn and tuck them into their beds tonight.
Lucy smiled brilliantly at the thought.
We can't thank you enough. I'm going to get your friends out of jail right now.
Thank you, Lucy, Nick said. Please keep your word, and we'll keep ours.
She nodded and headed toward the house.
I knew what it was like to watch a loved one die before my very eyes and wake up a creature of the night. I also knew the amazing feeling of watching that loved one come back to me, seeing their white, glazed-over eyes turn into a spark of recognition when they finally knew who I was again. Nothing had ever felt better than getting Val back. It was a miracle I'd never forget, and I knew my mom would be so proud of us. I wanted Lucy to be able to see that spark return to her little girl's eyes, too, even if her husband had been at fault for much of what we'd gone through. Back at the hotel room, I looked around for the housekeeper so I could let her go, but she was already long gone. Rushing over, I grabbed Nick's bag. I riffled through it for a moment and finally wrapped my hands around the tracker, a thin device about the size of a Nintendo DS. Lucas grabbed it and turned it on. It let out a long series of beeps, and a satellite picture appeared on the screen.
Got it!
We hopped back in the car, and I threw my seatbelt on. Tahoe sped down the twisting roads of Kingsville as I counted the seconds until I'd see Val, Jackie, and Claire again. Our headlights sliced through the dark night and fog. A short while later, headlights appeared in front of us, and a horn beeped. Lucy stopped her car and opened the back door. When I saw the girls, my heart jumped. Lucy had kept her promise, and we were so close to getting the heck out of that town once and for all. I rushed over to greet them.
Dean!
Val said, throwing her arms around me.
I'm so glad you're okay! Did they hurt you?
I'm fine.
Your voice, it's like heaven,
I said. Nothing felt better than wrapping my arms around the sister I'd just found and had almost lost. I couldn't stop smiling. She meant the world to me, and I would have fought for her no matter what. It was one of the most amazing victories I'd ever experienced. Val held me at arm's length, smiling, tears welling up in her eyes. I was elated, happy, and walking on air. Everything we'd been through had been worth it. Everything. Against all odds, Val had been saved. It was truly a miracle. Val embraced Nick in a long hug, and I couldn't help but feel tears welling up in my eyes, too. I'd never been a mushy kind of person, but the whole thing really got to me. Not only had she found us after all those years, but she survived the bite that should have killed her. I couldn't have been prouder of my sister. Claire threw her arms around Nick, and he lifted her up, spinning her in a circle.
You girls are a sight for sore eyes, Lucas said.
Val smiled. You still dig zombie chicks? I bet you changed your mind after I tried to rip through your neck.
I knew that wasn't you, he said.
Claire gave me a quick hug.
Thank you, Dean. I'll never forget what you did to save my life.
Jackie embraced me in a tight hug. You're my hero.
No, you're mine. I can't believe I'm holding you again, I whispered.
When I thought I'd lost you, my world turned upside down. She cupped my cheek. It's okay, baby. I'm here now.
Val was not my only miracle. I'd watched Jackie die in my arms. But there I was, holding her again. She was alive, vibrant, and strong. My angel.
I knew from that very moment that I'd never let her go. She was part of my world, and I'd hold on to her for as long as I lived. Life shone in those big brown eyes, twinkling in the moonlight, her radiant smile lighting up the night sky. She was the light in the darkness, a bright spot in our ugly new world.
Let's go get our vials and get the heck out of this place, I said.
She smiled as a cool breeze tousled her dark hair in the wind.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
The two of us walked off hand in hand, closer than ever to ending this nightmare once and for all.
To be continued in The Zombie Chronicles, Book 4, Poisonous Serum. This has been The Zombie Chronicles, Book 3, Apocalypse Infection Unleashed series by Chrissy Peebles. Narrated by Michael Naramore. Directed and engineered by Noah Bloomquist. Copyright 2012 by Chrissy Peebles. Production copyright 2012 by Chrissy Peebles.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.